Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Warren Eckstein.
Everybody swing the hips.
Warren actually paid for breakfast the other day. It was a very expensive date.
Really?
Yeah. But I had home fries and...
How much bacon did he eat, Warren?
I didn't eat any bacon.
They ran out.
That was it was a Jewish deli. It's not allowed in there. Have you ever noticed that, though? We ate in a little nook, little breakfast nook on Santa Monica Boulevard. No, it was Wilshire. And there are up and down Wilshire and Santa Monica, what, a dozen delis? There's every single deli, Jerry's, Frommer's, the other guy that's down at the corner, I think it's, 21st? And I always, when I think about it, I always think about how Jewish, the idea is that pork is unclean and you shouldn't eat it. But you can look at any menu in any Jewish deli and see pork products all over the place. I never did. Well, I guess I did. Why am I going to get off on that? Warren is here to talk about your pet. And by the way, the Better Living Box has a feature, Warren explaining why or what is the best pet for those who are older. It's not a dog. What is the best? Well, give us a little bit of a clue, and then people can go to your website, petshow.com, and see the rest of the story.
Well, you know, there's many different, but cats are a lot easier very often for elderly people simply because they use a litter box. They don't have to be walked. They're a little bit more independent. So cats do make an excellent pet. Also, a lot of elderly people decide to get birds, believe it or not. The only problem with that is some of the bigger birds live to be 75, 80 years old. So, you know, you better have someone taking care of it when you move on to that rainbow bridge. So, yeah, I think cats and birds are probably the cats more than anything. But always remember that when seniors call me on the radio show, mm-hmm. I always advocate that they adopt an older pet. First of all, they can kvetch together. You know what kvetch means? Talking about
kvetch. Yes.
Yeah. In other words, you have an older dog, he has arthritis, or an older cat, he has arthritis. You have arthritis. You can share your memories together. It's like adopting an older pet. So, which, by the way, are the most difficult dogs and cats to find homes for, the elderly. Mm-hmm. So elderly people adopting older pets, I think they have a lot in common. I think it's the way to go.
We carried a story at DougSteffen.com about this woman from Indiana recovering after being shot in the foot by her dog. Guess what the name of the dog is?
I have no idea.
Trigger.
Well, you name your dog Trigger, that's what you get. It's
right.
That simple. Do you know that Roy Rogers, Trigger, tweaking a trigger? Do you know that horse is stuffed?
Stuffed. Right.
I actually spoke to Roy Rogers' son about 6 or 8 months ago. They were moving some stuff from one museum to another, and the horse is stuffed. I don't know. And
where is the museum now? It used to be in Victorville, but they moved it. Where did they move it to?
I think it's, I believe, if I remember right, it's somewhere in Texas now.
Oh, is it? Oh, phooey. I'd like to go see it, but I spend too much time in Texas. I'm liable to get caught in the wrong bathroom. My friend John Harper, who runs our affiliate on the Space Coast WMEL, sent me, we were talking yesterday, Jennifer was talking ill about her cat. As a matter of fact, I think there was a study she referred to that suggested that if cats were bigger, they would try to kill us.
Yeah, I was disturbed about this, Warren. It made news in USA Today, and it talked about how our cats are really trying to kill us, and if they were bigger, they would do just that.
Now, the only people like Doug that don't like cats. You're okay, Jennifer. Don't worry about it.
I love my cat, but I wonder what she's thinking.
I love cats.
See, here's my theory about cats. Everyone says that cats are dumb, cats are stupid, cats
can't
be trained. My theory is that cats are so smart, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we get off their backs and leave them alone. But they're not trying to kill you, I promise, Jennifer. They're really not trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Although, don't be afraid to put me in your will.
Nice.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I was talking about WMEL. John Harper, who owns a radio station and is a big fan of the program, wrote me yesterday when we were talking about this, Jennifer. He said, Panther, my cat, is sitting 1 foot from my clock radio listening to the program. Panther is a rescue cat. But at that point in time, I'm thinking that he's thinking that if the cat could get through the radio to get to us, but I'm going to tell her to go to get you and not me.
People just don't understand cats. I got a call the other day from someone who said, "Why does my cat bother me when I'm on the phone?" But think about it. There's no one in the house. You're on the phone by yourself. Your cat's there. Who did your cat think you're talking to?
Cat thinks you're talking to her.
Of course he does. So
why do we feminize cats?
Yeah, exactly. The cat. There's no one around. You're talking. Of course, the cat thinks you're talking to him.
I wonder why we feminize cats. That's a place to start where our next visit gets together here. Warren Eckstein with us on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.